Let's just come before the Lord in prayer again. Father, as we look to your word, we ask that you would quicken our minds and our hearts. And anything that's of you, may it have lasting value in our lives. Anything that's not of you, cause it to have no effect. Cause it not to touch our ears, but certainly not to touch our minds and our hearts. But that's of you. Oh, Father, we were reading earlier, privately, that feeds us. When your disciples tried to give you food, I have other food. The food of that my Father needs me to do, the work. Lord, we thank you that you feed us with your living word, and we pray that you would do that just now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Been thinking about harvest, about different things about harvest. We got Ebenezer Temple's Bible from the pulpit out, and in case you wondered, well, why is it open to that page? Well, that page has Genesis 8:22 on it, and 8:22 speaks of the promise that Noah received from God. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. And I'm going to turn over the page page in my Bible, to chapter 9 and verse 13. I have set a rainbow in the clouds, and it will be a sign to the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it. And remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures and every kind on the earth. God made a covenant between himself and Noah after the flood that such a thing wouldn't happen again. I can't explain everything in life. There are many things I can't explain. And having just read that, well, what about the other year? We had floods down in Devon. We had floods here. We had floods there. It said all the earth. But God is a faithful God. He does. Whether we understand it or not, he keeps his promises. He is faithful. That was just a side thought. I'd like to turn to Matthew. Find your right piece of paper, John. Matthew chapter 9, verses 36 to 38. You have got it there somewhere, John. Yeah, that's all right. Thank you. Matthew 9:36. It helps if you look at 9 and not 10, John. Sorry, there we go. Starting at 35, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. Verse 36, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field. In the Authorized, it speaks, pray. That is one I did turn up earlier. Verse 36, but when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto the disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. In verse 38, pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest field. I'm just wanting to spend a little time thinking around that thought. The Lord's command to pray, or modern translation, the NIV saying, ask. We're called to ask God for help. We're called to speak to him. But he knows everything. So surely he knows even before I'm going to ask. But he still wants us to ask. And in the passage, like sheep without a shepherd, part of the job that David had with us as pastor was to shepherd the flock, to shepherd us, to help us, to direct us, to comfort us, to lead us spiritually. And currently we're without such a person. And in the scripture there, it's talking about the harvest fields, and in a spiritual sense, there are many who are outside of God, who don't know him, who need to hear his input in their lives. And just as a harvest field needs people, all right, these days because of mechanization, instead of 20, 30 people to harvest a field each at a time with the sickle, I have got a hook on a handle, and it's not golf, but it is a blade, and I have been known to attack my garden that way, because my garden is one that does not get tended. I did try to get into it a while back, but since the beginning of the year there was a gap, and then I was back in it, and now I've been back out of it for a while. So my garden bin doesn't get emptied because it hasn't got anything in it to empty. But there's plenty in the garden that needs to go in it. The workers are few. I'm a worker, but I'm not doing what I should be doing as far as my garden is concerned. But here, Jesus is saying, pray the Lord of the harvest. Who's he? He's God. That he will send forth. So are we meant to be looking around and saying, oh, where's our next leader coming from? Is he up there? Is he over there? Oh, he's got a nice face. Oh, he looks right. It says, pray the Lord of the harvest. call upon God. Sometimes we busy ourselves and trouble ourselves with things. I'm one of those strange people. I'm 71. That's not very old in some people's terminology. It's very old in other people's terminology. Well, why are you still working? Well, because to get my pension, I've got to apply for it. And I was working, so, well, I didn't need to apply for it, so I haven't applied for it. And I keep meaning to, and for the last few years, I've been meaning to, and I haven't done it, and I haven't done it. And I've looked, and it looks like I'm going to have to make a phone call to these people, and tried to get information together. And eventually I get information together. And Friday a week ago, I phoned DWP. Hold on, your call is important or whatever, and all the music that comes. And 15 minutes later, I'm still hanging on. Do I really need to be doing this? And I'd look, and they keep telling you, it's easy to do online. It's easy to go and do it online. And one of the things I discovered, before that phone call would have been successful, well, I could have got through to someone, but they couldn't have helped me because they would have turned around and said, but you need an invitation code. Have you got your invitation code? It would have been sent to you when you first were entitled to it. Yeah, 6 years ago, sir. I didn't get through, but I looked again online while I was waiting and saw this, apply for your code. Oh, well, here goes. I'm not a computer boffin, but let's try. Oh, the message has come back. You're successful. It will be sent to your address by post within 5 days. 5 days later came. Was it 5 days? Well, with things like that, you tend to knock out weekends, don't you? So you expect it to be a week. Well, I discovered Thursday evening, because I'm upstairs in a flat and the letterbox is downstairs. But it had arrived. And I then went back Friday this week and filled in the online form with that information. And I'm now waiting. I'm not quite sure where that all came from, but there are things we need to do, and unless we do them in the right order, things don't happen. And Jesus is telling the disciples, look, there's lots of work to do, but you need not just to be grabbing people to do it. You need to be seeking God's person. You need to be praying, asking God for the help. Asking him for that you need. And but so God speaks there that we should be asking, Jesus speaks that we should be asking the Lord of the harvest to send forth labourers. And in I've got too many bits of paper. In Luke, where were you? Yes, there you are. I'd like to turn to Luke 11. It's Jesus teaching the disciples about prayer. You're not going to find it in Mark, John. Just another thought. Because the disciples were with him for those 3 years. And there came a time. One day Jesus was praying. This is Luke chapter 11, verse 1. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation.'" Then he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.' Then the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door's already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you the truth, he will not get up and give you bread, because he is a friend. Yet because the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." A reminder that in prayer, we need to be asking the Lord. And not just the casual ask, but the ask that says, "Ask, seek and knock." The persistence, the keep knocking, the keep seeking, the keep asking. How earnest are we that God has his part in our lives, that we are walking the way he wants us, that we're doing the things he wants us to do. And so, just as the promise of not flooding again, that the seed time and harvest would continue to happen, in this day and age we find that there are places that don't get it, but others do. Currently we have world markets, not just local. But there also the rainbow, that reminder of God's promise. And as it's a reminder to us of God's work in our lives and involvement with us, it's also a reminder to him that he has made the promise and that he will keep his covenant that he gave to Noah. Let's just close in prayer. Father, we thank you that you don't leave us alone. We often turn to that thought of the footprints in the sand and how when we think we're all alone because there's only one set. No. That's when you're carrying us. And Lord, for some of us, there seem to be so many times when there's only one set. remind us again that you're carrying us, that you don't leave us alone, that you've promised us that seed time and harvest will remain. Lord, it seems strange when we hear of floods, when we hear of famine around the world and crops failing year after year. But there was that word, all or complete. And whilst there may be famines and floods in some places, there are other places where your harvests are happening. There are times that we're storing up. But even that, there are times that you say, why did you store it all up? Your life is ending today. All that you've stored up will count for nothing. Lord, help us to use that you give us wisely and in the service of your name, that if we have plenty, we have the opportunity to share with others. And Lord, today as we have that opportunity to share together around the table, for those who have other commitments and not able to, Lord, we seek your blessing with them this day, and that you would undertake. But for each and every one of us, we seek your blessing, the blessing of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to abide with us and remain with us till you call or till we meet again. In Jesus' precious name, amen.